It's 3BA's Big Show with PT. Tastier than Sovereign Hill Raspberry Drops. 3BA, more Ballarat.
Time to get into the Big Show Entertainment Reports with Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Morning to you, Jaden.
Morning, PT. Happy Friday.
And happy Friday to you, my friend. And, well, it was not so happy yesterday on the set of Sunrise. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of tears because Sam Armitage has finished up, and I reckon, just quietly, you might know who's replacing her.
I do, as do a lot of people. It's not a very well-kept secret in terms of TV or showbiz land, and that particular person will be announced very early next week. We're hearing Monday, that person being Natalie Barr. Nat, who reads the news on Sunrise. She's been on the show for 18 years doing the news and filling in for Sam from time to time when she's not around. We're expecting that to be announced early next week. And I think she's the perfect candidate, really, to take over from Sam. She's been there for a while. She's very experienced, and putting her in there doesn't really cause any significant problems for Channel 7 in terms of finding a replacement for somebody else if they take someone from another news sort of program. So it all works really well. Of course, very sad day yesterday for Sam, signing off after 8 years, getting up at 3 a.m. every weekday morning to do the show. She walked out of the building, their big fishbowl studio in Sydney yesterday. Sad given the circumstances. She's going out on her own terms, but we'll still be staying on with Channel 7 for the next 2 years or so, but not doing anything in the realm of TV until later in the year and then into 2022.
There you go. I believe the Today Show, Carl and Ali had a bit of a shot at Sam when she made the announcement. And did Sam have a little dig back in her final words on air yesterday?
Well, she didn't exactly. She had a bit of a dig, I think, was more directed at members of the media that have been having a go at her probably for the last year or two. There's one particular journalist up in Sydney that writes about her quite frequently. But Sam Mack, their Weather presenter, actually did a song to farewell Sam. And in that particular song, it was to the tune of Hope You've Had the Wonderful Time of Your Life. And he said in that, oh, we hope you don't pop up on Channel 9 because they change hosts every year. So that was just a light sort of comical dig there. But there's always things backwards and forwards between the two Brekkie shows. It's all part of the fun and games of being in Brekkie TV.
Jaden from Celebrity Lane, what are the latest developments in the fallout from Meghan and Harry's Oprah interview?
Well, overnight, as we've heard in the news, we've had the first senior member of the royal family go on the public record and defend the family, that being Prince William, who's come out and claimed that the royal family isn't racist and that those claims that Meghan raised about the skin colour of baby Archie will be thoroughly investigated, as you would expect. But of course, the day prior to this, so yesterday, Meghan trotted out one of her friends on British TV, in the British morning TV, to defend her claims that she went to the palace and wasn't supported with her mental health struggles. And of course, to as well back or refute claims from Piers Morgan that Meghan was lying about her mental health struggles, saying that there are some emails and text messages that will back up that Meghan did actually go and seek support. Of course, all of this that we're talking about from Meghan, from Piers Morgan, and also from her friend, it's all unsubstantiated. Looking at the interview from an expert opinion, we haven't seen any evidence to support any of these claims, so we just have to take all their words for it. And there is also a number of cracks that appeared in some of Meghan's responses after that interview. So, like with Piers and a lot of other people, that, I guess, gives them some reason to doubt the validity of everything else that Meghan has had to say during that particular chat.
Yeah, and I've actually got a drop, Jaden. This is what Prince William had to say upon leaving that hospital that he and Kate were visiting.
Sir, have you spoken to your brother since the interview?
No, I haven't spoken to him yet, but I will do.
And can you just let me know, is the royal family a racist family, sir?
No, we're very much not a racist family.
Very much not a racist family, Jaden. This story is not over by any long shot of the imagination, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it for weeks to come. Moving on, though, former Hawks star and now Ballarat Swans player Josh Gibson's got a bit of news to share.
He has. Earlier this week, he confirmed that he is expecting his first child with his girlfriend, a Ballarat local, Ashley Bright. She's in the, she owns her own sports rehab slash sports medicine type business in Ballarat. They've been together, I think it's for about a year or so now since they started dating, and he revealed earlier in the week that they're expecting their first child together. No confirmation on gender, but there was a lot of blue in some photos that they shared on social media. So nudge, nudge, wink, wink. But we do have confirmation that that baby's due in September. So all seems to be going well for Josh. I'm set to appear on Celebrity Apprentice on Channel 9 soon. And, of course, that gig with the Ballarat Swans the last 12 months seemed to be pretty good for the former Hawk.
Absolutely. And looking forward to seeing how he goes at the Swans this year here in Ballarat. And to wrap up the entertainment report this morning with Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Jaden, the weakest link is back.
It is. Unfortunately, it won't be with Cornelia Francis after she sadly passed away a couple of years ago now. But Channel 9, they are giving this the reboot treatment with Magda Sabansky taking on the Quizmaster role. So given how we've seen Cornelia Francis take on that role when it was back on TV in the early 2000s, it'll be very interesting to see whether they go with the stern character or whether they go with something a little bit more light-hearted and funny, which would be sort of right up Magda's alley. I personally, she did a movie with Shane Jacobson a few years ago. I think it was called Barbecue, and she played a lady butcher in that movie. I think that sort of character would be one that would be great for the weakest link, just quietly, if Channel 9 are listening. But we'll wait and see what happens with that one when it hits our screens later in the year.
And, Jaden, you're taking some time off, so you won't be with us next week, but everyone needs a little time off to rest, recover and recuperate. So you enjoy that, and we'll catch you in a fortnight.
No worries. Talk soon, PT.